It's time for the Auntie Bronwyn Show.
Auntie Bronwyn, she knows all the answers.
Hey everyone, my name is Jay Tamkin and welcome to another chat with the world's favourite auntie, Auntie Bronwyn.
Hello everyone.
Hello Auntie Bronwyn, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, James. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a bit warm for me. How is it up there?
Oh, it's always nice where I am. Where? Everywhere I go, it's lovely.
Oh, that's nice. And what have you been up to, Auntie Bronwyn?
Oh, I've been all over the place. I'm very busy these days. Always these people from the press and the television and the radio and the newspapers. Oh, it's a job, but one copes.
Oh, they're always banging on your door, are they?
Always on the phone, on the internet. I can't work my little phone, but I get the messages eventually and I respond to them. I like to keep more of my people informed.
Oh, that's good. Well, you sound very happy and bright. And what is your secret to having such a vibrant life? Because you've certainly been around a bit, haven't you?
Oh, I've been around a bit, James. I can't tell you it all, but I've been around all right. Oh, yes. But, you know, a secret to a happy life is to stay happy yourself. Happiness is a choice. It may seem at times it is not a choice, but, you know, it's a choice. If you can say I'm sad, you can say I'm happy. And you got to say I'm happy. Because if you're not happy, what else is there? There's nothing left. You've got to stay happy. And when I was a little girl in Wales, I had to stay happy. It was a dull, boring place, but it was full of love and desire and hope. And, you know, I've carried that all the way through my life. Even across America and all those places, I've been happy. I've had to endure, but I've stayed happy.
Well, you know, when you say happy, it sounds like you've got a song coming on there. Auntie Bronwyn's happy song. What about that?
Oh, you know, I could, but let's not go there for the moment.
Oh, every time, you're always so breezy. Don't you ever get depressed at all? Don't you ever get low down?
No, I think at times when I feel I'm getting low, I think, why am I getting low? What is the purpose? What's going to happen? Where am I going to go? And I think, nope, I'm not going to go low, because once you get low, what is there? There's nothing. You're going to get low and low and low. And I'm not going to get low for anybody or anything because it's not worth it. You know, I've given lots of advice to many people. Oh, I have. I can tell you some names and really drop some names, but I won't. But, you know, it's always in your mind. You've got to stay happy and bright because if you don't, you miss out on every opportunity. And nobody likes dull people. Nobody likes dull people at all. You just keep well away because they drain your energy. They're vampires, emotional vampires. And I thought, well, if you're going to be an emotion vampire, do it to somebody else because you're not doing it to me.
Well, sounds like you know a few things about the dark side. You sounds like you know a few dark secrets as well.
Oh, I know a lot of dark secrets. That's part of life. You always go through dark parts in your life. You see things, you do things, you see people, you get into places and you know what's going on. And sometimes you actually wake up one morning and you think, what am I doing here? What am I doing in this place? Everything's not going well. It's a not very nice place to be. I don't like the people. I don't like what's going on. I don't like the scenario. What can I do to get out? And of course, the bottom line is, just get out. Get out. Don't stop and think about it. Just move on. Only one person can change your life, and that's you. No one else, just yourself. So never forget that. Just take in your mind. You can only change things bit by bit. But if you don't start, it'll never start. So do it for yourself.
So when you were younger, what did you have in mind in trying to go forward? Did you have any plans or aspirations? Did you have any choices? Did you have any plans to leave Wales?
No. When I was a little girl with all my big family, you just kept together and you did what everybody else did. But you know, I knew I was different from the word go. I just didn't fit in. Everything was all right. The family was all right. My brothers and sisters were all right. But you know, deep down, I had this yearning within me, a yearning really deep down inside to do things and go places. And, you know, one day I thought, that's it. I've had enough of this place. I've got to go. So I just got a ticket and I went on an aircraft, and I'd never been on an aircraft before in my life. I'd never been anywhere. And I just got to an aircraft and I landed up in America. And, well, all I can say is there's no turning back from that point. Oh, I've seen some sights, believe me. I've been some places. But anyway, it's called life. And life's what it's all about.
Have you been at the Empire State Building?
Oh, I've been up the Empire State Building more than once. I've been up quite a few big buildings. I like big buildings, you know. I like big hotels, nice top suites in hotels and nice views. Lovely. Anything big I like. That's what Auntie Bronwyn likes.
Yes, the bigger the better. Isn't that what they say?
Oh, so I've been told, but it's all right as far as I'm concerned.
Auntie Bronwyn, you must have met up with some difficult times, and how did you cope with that?
You cope. The human being is a very strong person. It's a very strong, indeed, in fact, inside you, you can cope with more than you think. If you let your mind go, you've finished. So you've just got to say, I'm strong. I'm not going to let circumstances defeat me. I'm not going to let people put me down. After all, they're nothing special. They're no better than you. So why on earth should you take on their negativity? Nope, I'm not doing that at all. And at times I thought, well, it's so dark in here, I can't even see where to get the match. But, you know, you keep on going. You keep on fighting. You keep on getting up. And if you get knocked down, you get up again. And you know what? After a while, you know the secrets of life itself. You know what to do, how to do it. And you may not do it right every time. In fact, you may not do it right for a lot of times. But all of a sudden, bang, it hits you. And you're well away and you're fighting for it. And you can smile and laugh at the world and think, you can go your way, but I'm going mine. And I did. Every day I go my own way.
But some of the things you've been involved with have been serious things. I mean, what got you through? Because I know that you've been kidnapped, and even what stage you've been shot at. Is that right?
Oh, in Africa, yes. When I was in Africa, it's a nice place, but there's some funny things going on in there. Oh, I'll tell you, you know, for a girl with a naive background, it's quite an eye-opener. But, you know, you can cope. I've been shot at and kidnapped. I've been in all kinds of places. I've slept in jungles and deserts and opulent palaces. But if you don't enjoy life, what is there? You can't sit at home being careful all the time because nothing happens. You don't discover new things. You don't see new people. You just become dull and boring. And then when you become dull and boring, the next thing is you're dead. And what if you've had nothing at all? You've got to enjoy life. People make life what it is, and you're part of people. You've got to make life what it is too for other people. You've just got to get out there and go, because if you don't, nobody will do it for you. Don't blame anybody else. Don't blame circumstances. Don't blame anything. You're the one who walks the walk and talks the talk, and you've got to do it. That's the one. Just stand up and smile and say, yes, this is me. I'm going to do it. And then do it.
But you sound to me like someone that would invite me around for a game of checkers and some rich tea biscuits and an Earl Grey. You probably have a tea urn at home. How can we tell that you've done all these amazing things? How does it show in your life today?
Well, if you come round for some rich tea biscuits and a cup of tea, you'll be a bit disappointed. It's more like a glass of gin and a good laugh. But anyway, that's the way it is, you know.
Oh, dear. Auntie Bronwyn, how would you break the barriers in life? How are those gatekeepers and people who try to put you down?
Oh, you don't let anybody put you down. It's never worth it. And nobody is better than you. You've got to look at the bright side of life and think, I don't care who you are, you're your prime minister or whatever you are, they're only human beings. They can die like anybody else. And if they died tomorrow, life would carry on without them. So don't take anybody else's mantle on board. Never let anybody put you down. There are plenty of arrogant, supercilious people out there. But so what? That's up to them, not to you. Don't be put down, and don't let these thoughtless, stupid idiots called gatekeepers and companies and organizations and headhunters and things put you off. They're only human. They make great mistakes in their lives. Don't be put off by any of them. Believe me, I've given quite a few of those people the shock of their lives when I've made it and pushed them out of where they are. So don't do it for yourself. Don't let them put on to you. Just say, okay, this is one I'm not going to take lying down. I'm not going to be careful. I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to try everything I can. And believe me, once you put your spirit behind it, you see solutions, you see little cracks in the wall, you see this little light coming through, and you think, that's the way I'm going to get them. That's the way I'm going to do it. And you know, it's those that go for it that succeed. Those that get turned down and stop and say, well, that's it, I've been turned down. They don't do anything. And that's probably what they deserve, nothing. So don't be a nothing in your life. Just go for it. And don't be frightened to tell people off. They deserve it at times.
True. You're so knowledgeable. What would be the best advice you can give someone starting out in their life, you know, past their adolescence and into proper life? What's your best advice for anyone?
Just be yourself. Don't be what your parents tell you. Don't be what your friends tell you. Don't be what your teachers tell you. And don't be what anybody else tells you. You are you. You're not a product of somebody else. You're not a product of what somebody else thinks you should be or might be or could be or not might be. It's nothing to do with them. Your life is your own. And make sure you stick to that. Just go for it, and don't forget, laugh every day of your life, because you never know. The more you laugh, the more you get good people around you. That's your best bet from Auntie Bronwyn.
Oh, Auntie Bronwyn, it's so nice talking to you. But that's all we've got time for now. So can we talk to you again soon on maybe the topic of relationships and your experiences in that? Not too in-depth, I hope.
Oh, no. We'll talk about that next time, James, dear. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Auntie Bronwyn. See you next time. Bye. Oh,
bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Auntie Bronwyn, she knows all the answers.
Oh, I'm not carrying on any more.